Shir Pei Vavim Bavasar continued Chavav Simin Hei Tav Shin Mem, June 10, 1980, on Tuesday continued.
Yuayitim Shalini saw that right. Since we see from Abhudas being that Mitzah Shel Sikubirab is also a calculator. Now, this first I want to explain Rashi. Now, what does Rashi say? Shel Sikubirab, Rasis and there also a calculator. So the question is, why does Rav Yudeh emphasize Shel Zikubi Rabin? The answer is, Rav Yudeh emphasizes Shel Zikubi Rabin because by Yochid it would involve any suggestion. Some Mimele could acquire the best advice, but by Rabin there is no suggestion in the Rabbanon. So Mimele they acquire the best advice. Mashen can hear in this case, because the Gemara says, Echot Ilon HaSomuch Lumeitza, V'Echot Ilon HaMeite, May Vilkere shall naskin him who Yeshua Yisroel Zoret. So in other words, so that means that there is no Yisaget. There is no Yisaget. Even in regard to Yochet, because of the Takonis Yeshua. So Memele, since there is no gezel, so the Mele acquired the best applied dose. So, we both have enough, like, according to Rashi, a mile amble, can be six shishes ream, can chutli shishes ream. So, I should have told him that the takone of Yeshua was only tik shishes ream, so he didn't involve any gezel. So the Mele acquired the best applied, but here the Shoshim extended chutli shishes ream. So the takone of Yeshua did not apply to Shoshim that extend beyond the radius of Shishas Ve'amo. So the Mele, he did involve in Sagezel. If he did involve in Sagezel, so the Mele, he did not acquire this right. So that explains Rashi. Now, Abiyatam, apparently, he also explains it in a similar way, but a little different. Apparently, according to Abiyatam, they are two takones involved in the member of Rav Yudeh. That's it, Takonis Chachom. So there are two separate alochas implicit in the member of Rav Yudeh. One aloche is that Meitzah Asher Ziku B'Rabi, so in other words, that Meitzah Asher Ziku B'Rabi, so he says, Dinei Yishom Yitonim Cheskosi, Kirheskas Rabbi, Linian Shomitei Asherim Ketisei. Because by Rabbi, there is a halacha that not only that he doesn't involve any sort of Jesus, but they require a vested right too, vis a vis Rabbi. So they are two tatuals, vis a vis Yochid. So there is only one takon. That he does not even Meitzah Sheher Zikbe Yochid, if with the acquiescence of the binding. So even though at the very outset he did involve in Sagezel, but after due course, after doing it for some time with the acquiescence of the binding, so then he does not involve any Sagezel even now. In dieser Bereich sind wir certainly, because it's not our house. So that Alohim, so in other words, so we got the Rabbi, there are two Alohim. We got the Rabbi, there is one Alohim is that if the Rabbi is Marzik in the grounds of the Yochid with the acquiescence of the Bailim, so then it's Matkiya Bisagetho. Furthermore, that it gives the Rabbi the vested right, and that the Bailim is not at liberty even to start the Yochid. To start the Yochid. That's one. So there are two halachas vis-a-vis the Yochid. So the Chachamim only say only one halacha, that if Mitzah she held it be Yochid with the acquiescence of the Bailim, so it's Mafkia v'isagetz living alone. But a vested right he doesn't acquire. So mainly the owner, at any time can restrain him. But until the owner decides to take action and to restrain him, so he's not even in any sagesim. So this is what he said. Dinei shall toy cheskosi, kecheskes rabbi, lingen shall tell Rashoy Kate say, because only if vis-a-vis Yochid, he would also acquire a vested right. So then Rabbi Yeshua, if Rabboke had acquired the vested right in the grounds of Rabbi Yeshua, to have the Shoroshim grow there as far as they can, so then Rabbi Yeshua would be considered as a mazik to chop down the Shosh, because it's his. So let's say, if the Rabbi had done what Rabboke did, then the Rabbi would acquire a king payments in the grounds of Rabbi Yeshua to help the Shosh. Suppose the Rabbi had planted palm trees, the Rabbi, the city, had planted palm trees, so then they would have acquired the vested right, and Rabbi Yeshua would not be able to deprive him of that right. But vis-a-vis a Yochid, so Rabbi did not acquire a vested right. So maybe any time Rabbi Yeshua decides not to be silent anymore, so he can do so. That's why Rabbi Yeshua at one day decided he's not going to acquiesce anymore. So he decided to chop down the Shoroshim. He had the right to do that. He had the right to do that. Because vis-a-vis a Yochid, so a Yochid doesn't acquire a vested right as a result of being marzik with the acquiescence of the Bailim. Only a Rabbi may acquire a vested right as a result of being marzik with the acquiescence of the Bailim. But not a Yochid. But there is another takone that applies to the Yochid. Namely, that even a Yochid who is marzik with the acquiescence of the Rabbi, so it's mafkia, the insagesim, not in the Rabbi. It's mafkia, the insagesim. Midrash, there is no gezel anyway. But it's mafkia the isa gezel even Avram. But even though it's mafkia the isa gezel, it's mafkia the isa gezel, but the vested right he doesn't have. So maybe he said, the name shall be told you cheskosi, ke cheskes rabbi, we shall be told you get it, say, I vested right I didn't get, I'm not a rabbi, I'm only yochid. Now you decided to not to acquiesce anymore. Okay, so you can shut down. I cannot complain. Because had I been even a disagazel, then I wouldn't even be entitled to keep the shosh, because I didn't bixele. So bixele, from you karke, I acquired shoshi, so I wouldn't be allowed to keep them. Then bixele, I acquired the shosh. So I wouldn't be allowed to keep them. So I wouldn't be allowed to keep it. But since Rabbi Yudah says, Meitzah she'azik v'rabim also v'chalkoi. So Rabbi Yudah says two things. First of all, that Meitzah she'azik v'rabim or yochid. So it's mafkia v'isagesim. Not in Mirabot. There is no isagesim. And he acquires a right to do it. Not a vested right, but a right to do it. In other words, there is a difference between a vested right and a license right. A license right is a right that as long as it's the license is not withdrawn, so he has a right. So it's life, but it's not a vested life. So if the owner decides to terminate that license, he terminates. So in other words, two halachas are being mentioned. First of all, that Mitzah Shehez in the Echad. So he acquires the right to grow it, and he doesn't involve any suggestion. Not even the halacha. Another halacha, that Mitzah Shehez in the Rabbi. So not only do the Rabbi acquire a right, but they acquire a vested right, it becomes theirs. And the Bible cannot even terminate that right. He cannot even terminate that right. So the main man, so he says, the name shall tell you Cheskes Rabin, because in vis-a-vis Rabin, so then you wouldn't be allowed to be Ketzitz, because then it would be the Rabin's. He would be a Mazik Rabbeinu Rabishon. But vis-a-vis Rachoke Yochit, so he can terminate that right, because Rachoke did not acquire a vested right, but he had a right. So whatever Rachoke did not involve any sagezel. Did not involve any sagezel. Mimele, since it did not involve any sagezel, so mimele, that means that the Shoshim Amai, if it involved any sagezel, then he couldn't say the Shoshim Amai. Because how did the Shoshim come into being? By trespassing upon the grounds of the other neighbor. So he couldn't say that it's mine. But since he had a right and he did not involve any sagezel, so mele limizem yeteil she yaitzim shalim. Umosik amay leamre chutu she eschesrei yesh li yis yaitzim shalim ki dom rabin nikam un kam tich she eschesrei. In other words, so chutu she eschesrei, so then it involves any sagezel too. If it involves any sagezel, so mele he is not entitled to keep the shosh. Now, on Thursday, I would like to finish the prayer, and then those who take the prayer, so on Friday they'll have a prayer, and the Gemara from the Mishnah of Machil Yisayilom Neiria up to the end of the prayer. So I mention it to you now, in order to be able to go over these people at the moment, on Friday.
Shir Pei Zayin in Bava Basra, Chav Ches Sivan Hei Tov Shun Mem, June 12, 1980, on Thursday.
Chika from the top, because both chikas appear to be very difficult. I mean, the Rach's explanation is not difficult. But Rashi and Ramatam appear difficult. Now, Rashi says, see, Rapope says that he tried to prove to Rabbeinu Ben Rabbi Yeshua that Rabbeinu Ben Rabbi Yeshua had no right to chop down the Shoshim, and he didn't concede to him until he mentioned the aloche of Mitzvah Shel Yosef Berav, also in Kalkle. So Rashi says, La'as Yisrael Derech, also in Kalkle, Atal Bishu Shol Yochet. Va'an no namo ha'az ikon. But the question is, how can this be apply into Yochid, first of all, Rabbi Yehuda emphasizes Mitzvah Shel Yosef Berav. La'aduke Mitzvah Shel Yosef Berav. And then, takes his kash. So Mishnah says, Ketzitz V'yeir. So we explain the Rashi as follows. I mean, we explain the Rashi and the Rabbatan in a similar way, but there's a difference. In other words, that according to Rashi, so there is one halacha implicit in the middle of Rabbi Yehuda, namely that if a yochid or a rabbi is marzik in the private grounds of another person under circumstances that it does not involve any misagezel, not in misagezel with raisin, not in misagezel with Ramon, so without the special takon of mitzvah shel yosef berav, truly does not involve any misagezel. So that person, the rabbi or the yochi, are just licensees. So exactly, the Bible gives a license to another person to walk through his grounds. He is at liberty to terminate the license any time, and that's the way it would be with the license. So, misake, a special law that if a person, a yochi or a rabbi, was marzik in the private grounds of another person under circumstances that the heresy did nothing wrong. Any Isagezo, no Isagezo in Raise, no Isagezo in Ramonon. So then he acquires a vested right. So mainly the Bible will not be at liberty to terminate license. Even though originally it was done just with the quiescence of the person and the circumstances that it did not involve Nisa Gezel, but then the one who was Marzi, whether it's Yochid or Rabbi, so he acquires a vested right, and the Bible cannot even stop it. Oh, so the melee, the same halacha that applies to Yochid that applies to Rabbi. Now, but in this case, without the Mitakon of Rabbi, suppose a Yochid Ruvein would be Marzi in the grounds of Shimon to use it as a shortcut with the acquiescence of Shimon. Every time he uses a shortcut, Shimon is standing on his ground and doesn't say anything to him. He doesn't say, I don't mind, but he just decided. Well, that's the meaning of acquiescence. So it will not involve, certainly according to Rashi Moshe Shon and according to the Ram and Sanhedrin, it will not involve the Nisa Gezel because it will not be different than the Sahin Mikubi. So the Gemara says, according to Mandon of Sahin Mikubi, let us mach the Luitani. So the Sahin Mikubi is Kosovoides, Viteras Gaza. Everybody agrees that the Sahin Mikubi is Kosovoides. But if we say, as mach the Kanye, so the Gemara is Kosovoides, because in the AC we should show it, not because of Gaza. If we say, as mach the Luitani, so he's Kosovoides on the score of Gaza. So, Rashi, why? Because Machnei Kanye, so there is no Atroya, there is no Viradas, even though he said he's Machnei, but it's not a real Viradas. So, Rashi, Rosh Hashanah says that even though as Machnei Kanye, so he's Machnei Kubi, he's only Kosteis Mirabot. And the Ram Salam says the same thing. Why not Mirayse? Gazlan is Kosteis Mirayse. The answer is, a Gazlan Mirayse is one who takes away, or who keeps, who retains somebody else's property, they're homeless. They're homeless. But if it's not their homeless, it's not Gazan the Rice, only Gazan the Rabbah. So here, if somebody is if somebody makes an agreement and the circumstances of Asmach, so Miras Das is like, now even though he said, if your horse reaches a certain destination before my horse, so then this $1,000 bill is yours, will be yours, he said it, and no one forced him to say it. But we say, why did he say it? Because he took it for granted that his horse will come first. So anyway, had he known that this is likely that the other fellow's horse will come first, he wouldn't have made that commitment. So anyway, he was asking like him, there is no actual. But the homeless it isn't when he says, when he makes an agreement. So in melee, I'm not saying that this is exactly the case, but some melee can say that in the case of Meitzah, Shehelzi, Be'rabi, or Yochid, with the acquiescence, what do you mean with the acquiescence? That the Bible was standing and never said no to him. He was silent. So maybe it's not very hard. If the Bible is in the position to say, don't walk through my grounds, I don't like it, and he doesn't say anything, day after day, Reuben keeps on walking through Shimon's grounds, and while Shimon's standing there, Shimon doesn't say anything. So maybe it's not a hardness. But actually, there isn't. So maybe it will involve only Nisagez on the other. It will involve Nisagez on the other. So the reason is why Rabbi emphasizes Meitzah Yitzchok ben Rabbi, Latiki Yochid, because the halacha is that if somebody is marzik the private grounds under circumstances that do not involve any Isagez, not even Rabbah. But if it says it be Yochid, it involves any Isagez and Rabbah. Mashen ki nigabi Rabbi. So the Chachomim did not enact an Isagez vis-a-vis Rabbi when it's not a Rabbah. So maybe even by the Sahih Mikubi, if somebody, let's say the officers of the city of the Rabbi, will be Sahih Mikubi for the benefit of the Rabbi, for the city, so then they will not be as one. But they might be possible for a different reason, because because in a race condition, Shalilo, but not it's a God. So in Melee, Rav Yehuda says, Mitzah Shel Zikr B'Rabi, because Mitzah Shel Zikr B'Yochi, so truly the Rai said there is no Issa Gezel, but in Rabbanu there is an Issa Gezel. So in Melee it doesn't require a blessed right. But Rabbi, there is no Issa Gezel in Rabbanu, even in Rabbanu, vis-a-vis Rabbi, so in Melee he acquires a blessed right. So in Melee, in this case, so in other words, it, because the Gemara at the Amalek, so Rapope knew the masculine of the Gemara that comes out of the veins. Echodul Asom Chomitza, Echodul Anete, maybe here, Shalom Naskein, Hinchon Yishuale, Yisroel Sovet. So he says, he's no Yimoyim, Shol Yakpil Alkach. So there is no guest, even vis-a-vis Yochit. When someone is the Tea and Nuo, Som Chomitza Chavera. So it doesn't involve any Yisrael or Gezel. If it doesn't involve any Yisrael or Gezel, some is like Rabbi. Some may or may require this. That's the Pshat Rashi. Now, what is the Pshat Rashi? Rabbi Tam is altogether very strange. The Rabbi Tam says the Nei Shemitei Ocheskos Kecheskes Rabbi Liyem Shemitei Rashi Liyem Tzei. לעניין זה, מייתן שיהיו הועצים שונים. That it shouldn't belong to the Barakarke, it shouldn't belong to Rabbi Chaim Rabbi Yeshua, but to the Baalim. So according to Rabbi Tam, in Rabbi Yehuda's memory, there are two outlets, two takonas. One takone implicit in Rabbi Yehuda's memory was that if somebody was mazik in the private grounds of another person with his acquiescence, so it was not involved in his acquiescence. It was not involved in his acquiescence. And that aloche applies in the yochid, not that. And then there is another aloche mentioned in the memory of Rabbi Yehuda that when is mazik in the private grounds of a person, so not only that he doesn't involve in his agezel, as far as being a koyi of his agezel is concerned, so that applies it to Yochid too. But vis-a-vis Yochid, so the takone of Rabbi Yehuda was that he doesn't involve in his agezel, but he doesn't acquire a vested right. Vis-a-vis a rabbi, so not only that he doesn't involve in Issa Gezel, but he acquires a vested right. But vis-a-vis Yochid, so the vested right he doesn't acquire. But as long as the Baalim acquiesces, so he doesn't involve in Issa Gezel. But of course, he can at any time terminate his license and start it. But as long as he acquiesces, so it doesn't involve Issa Gezel, even in the law. So melee, the Nei Shemitei Cheskos, Kecheskes Rabi, Liyin Shemitei Rashi, Liketzei, so true, that I am not a Rabi, so maybe if I have been a Rabi, so then I have Pope would acquire a vested right in your car. You would have won a great Rabbi Shua's car. A vested right you couldn't even take away from. You couldn't even take away from as a result of your acquiescence for a certain time. But I'm Yochid. So I don't acquire a vested right. But I was not delinquent in any way. I didn't commit any avera of guessing. Not with Raise, not with Rabbanon. So the melee, but a vested right, I did not acquire. So the melee, had I been a rabbi, so then I could prevent you from chopping it out. Because then it would be mine. I mean, I would have a vested right in your karaoke, so you would be a gazer in chopping it out. But I didn't acquire a vested right. But I was innocent all the time. Whatever I did was with you. Acquiescence, so melee, I was not even a guest. So I'm not a gardener anyway. Invested right, I don't have. So melee, you can at any time terminate your silence And Kabuna Buddha Vishwa decided that one day to terminate his acquiescence. And he had the right, certainly he had the right to chuck it out. But since I wasn't a Gazlan, so maybe it belongs to me. Had I been a Gazlan, then the Shoshi would belong to you, to Rabbi Reka Mishwa. But since I'm not a Gazlan, so I acted legitimately, so the melee, and it's the Shoshi of my own. They sprouted forth from my own, so the melee, and I acted legally. I mean, I was taken at Isa Gazlan, so the melee, true, you have a right to terminate your adolescence and your silence. So, you have a right to chop it down. I'm not contesting that. But the Shoshi belonged to me. The Shoshi belonged to me. So then, I had to wait for him to get out. So he says, I'm a lamb, we can't see Shesh Islam, we can't see Shesh Islam. So, Chuk is Shesh Islam, so the Shoshi will belong to the Balaka. Alright, that's it. Now, the next phase is, אלו אופן גידול מהבוי מהחם איתם, ויש לו נגל סביבי יולי, הו גידולי, וכל זה מדברי המק שצודת רשס כאן, רשס גרס, אין רשס כאן. כלי מהלכו, כל התוכלי שתיקם גידול הבוי מהחם כאן היו, ואם עושה גידול אז נון ואישה שכן דיניהם, ויסי בה שכן דיני ילי, ואם עושה קרק אז נון ואישה שכן דיני ילי, ויסי בה דיניהם גידולי. ואם תאים היו בו בעד השמיר גידול, השמיר של חדש, הבויים של חדש, דבר בזה פעים, לא נפשר. If the law is that even the doom shall have this, Haboy Mizer shall have this, is all, so there is no meaning either. Let him mention that Chilesh. He is Shreva, we know Chilesh, and we should know about it. The Ashmin on the Nenim, the Had to Buse Tvei, is in the Hakka Shreves. We are in Chanamu Ligores, El, Vam Tanya to become. The make a saint, and then you will be doing it. Wo du no kan shoyt, du shoyt des mish boyn in mit kan. Du mit reish, din a go hebt, el hat hebt des hat. A du pas a kar kas mi no. Di reish as mi ne bigol du mi, wo is na reish, shoyt des, du shoyt des. Du mish po tag no ima, so na reish a ga seit ve, kmo i to ne seit ve a ga reish. אמר הוא, אם עונה סומך למיצר בסייך 16 עמו גזלו והביא ממנו ביקור. So if somebody planted a new one within 16 עמו radius of the border of his neighbor, so is it gazlo. Why? Because we leak it. It's yelling from the grounds of the neighbor. So, in other words, so then, the easy one sucks certain minerals from the soil and the ground of his neighbor. So he's a gazlan. So he's a gazlan. So the male, when he be the man of the cook. Now let's see Rashi. Gazlan Mushin is a chavele. When he be the man of the cook, in Tzok of the man of the cook, the binon ha-shatobi ma'atzecho. So, there seems to be, I mean, so Rashi says two separate things. First of all, he says, he's a gazlan. So that would tend to indicate that the reason why he cannot be made to be called is because he's a gazlan. But then he says, in so government, you can actually call him outside. So even if he's not a gazlan, it's not his. It's not his. Now, let's see what Taser says. Gazlan rule and you leave men to be called. Pirish Rach. משום דביבים גזל על גבי המזבח שנאמר אני אדישן סני גזל בלו וכסיב בעבי סן גוזל ופיסק. So the Rach says not like Rashi. Rashi says that the reason is why he cannot bring the gozel because it's not outside. So even if he would be gozel he couldn't bring the gozel, but Raoule says gozel because that in his view That's the fact. But the Eilim Mikulim is not contingent upon the fact that he's a Gavra. He's Eilim Mikulim anyway, he wouldn't be a Gavra. But he's also a Gavra. So go talk. But the Rach says no. The reason as to why he doesn't bring Mikulim is because in the castle, Samia Vicenza in case of Evo, just as one cannot bring the copy that is also, because Samia Vicenza in case of Evo, so one cannot bring the copy also that it entails. Yes, entails it. Uxima basically goes, we less learn. So then he says, we less learn the word. Now he mentioned that in the name of Rabbi Hanan, he says, we less learn the word. The Talmud says that we go like Paskin, like Buddha. The Behetia Paskin on Kerabiesi, the Omar Zenitea Bisechon. Zenitea Bisechon. So, in other words, according to Rabiesi, it's a very strange one. The Rach says. I mean, maybe that's not the Rach. That maybe that is stasis. He says, Pirish Rach is in the green yellow of the Mizbeah. But the rest of the world, maybe that's not part and parcel of the Rach's ship. That's maybe Tate's ship. It's not clear. So Tate says, you rest of the world, you're behaving a pastime on Jerabiei, see, the Omar send it to your reception. Send it to your reception. So in other words, Jerabiei says that he doesn't have to be Marachic altogether. He doesn't have to be Marachic altogether. So why? Because I'm easy ground is at me. So in Mele, he's not a Gaza. Where does Kapiezi say that he doesn't have to be Malchik altogether? Again? So then, because we see that So, but Rabbi saying that the implies that it doesn't have to be magic. So we could say maybe the pshat Rabbi Yisi. As a matter of fact, there is no hechter from this mission because here the rabbanon say that he has to be malchik minabir esu lichomisham. And to Zion Amu is not enough. He has to be Malchik as a Mechomisham. And that's because of the Be'er. But if there is no Be'er, he doesn't have to be Malchik as a Mechomisham. But maybe to Zion Amu, he has to be Malchik. And Rabbi Yisi also be made it that he has to be Malchik to Zion Amu. Because he gazels the Nike from the neighbor's field. So, but here Rabbi Yisi is not discussing this Achotel. Rabbi Yitzchak is here discussing the Achotel of Chofeyam, but maybe the Zayin Amo has to be Malachik, because he guzzles the Nike. He guzzles the Nike. So Tetzis assume that inasmuch as Rabbi Yitzchak says, in connection with the case where Shimon has already obeyed on his field, that Ruben can be Chayim and Bisechoy, Bisenitea Bisechoy, that Ruben can be Tea Bisechoy, so that means that he can be Teya Mamesh next to the war, because he uses the expression Teya Mitzel Shoei. It's no Hechach, but that's how Teisus of Midan. So Mele Teisus says that this Din of Hule, so it says that in Zikazlan, does not accord with Rabbeis. From Ramban it's Mashma, even though he doesn't spell it out explicitly. But when the Ramban discusses this Gemara, it's mashma from the Ramban that Ule's din of Rasom of Mitzah Bisheshesh Esreamo Gazlanu can accord with Rabbi Yitzchak, and even though Rabbi Yitzchak says Shezeh Mitzah Shalit and Tiyah Shalit, so it means he doesn't have to worry about the Achoke on account of the damage that will ensue to the Balabel. He doesn't have to. So as far as that hezek is concerned, so he's every day of his life. But insofar as Xeli is concerned, so here we cannot say Alan is a Mahan Satsme. The Ramban Shite, it's very mistaken. The Ramban Shite appears to be that the whole Aloha of Alan Mazik Mahan Satsme, Alan is a Mahan Satsme, it's only Shayrach when it's a question of Mazik, not when it involves an Israel Gezer. Here Ule says he's a Gazer. There is a difference between a Mazik and a Gazer. A mazik is one who does damage, causes damage to somebody else's property. That's mazik. Gazlan is not one who causes damage. If somebody, let's say, if somebody comes to your house with an axe and breaks your table, he's not a gazlan. He's a mazik. But if he takes away your table and he derives a benefit from it, so then he is a gazlan. Or even if he doesn't take it away, if he's mishtamish with your table without your shoes, so he's a gazlan. So he's a shemesh on the das. So gazlan is when I take away somebody's property, or I am mishtamish with somebody's property, then I am gazlan. Here, the nitea, so he plants a tree, and that tree sucks from the character of his neighbor. So in effect, he's mishtamish with the character of his neighbor. So his neighbor is a gazel. So his neighbor is a gazel, but it's not mazik. So the neighbor, according to Rambam, when does a gazel say, Alan is a gazel, if it doesn't involve any gazel, it only involves mazik. So we say that he has a right to be mishtamish in his own private grounds. And you don't have to worry lest damage will be caused, unless it's given away. So then he has no right. Problem is, Mashenkin, where it's his case of Gezel, so then we do not say Zenitei Abzishrei. So why does he, and that seems to be very disturbing. So why does this, why is this delay? Apparently this is old. It's not that Rabbeinu holds that Alanizik Rachas Atzmei, one does not have to worry about causing damage to another person. Of course, it's also the right thing to cause damage to another person. A mazik is not only involves a chiyut hashlumim, it involves a nisa also. Even Golem is also a nisa, and it's also the right thing, not the rabbonim. So Rabbeinu is also needed there. But Rabbeinu holds that where it's not geared away, so then if the damage that results to the neighbor is a result of humans, normal tashmishi as a bailey, so then he cannot be restrained that he has a right. So the neighbor, so since it's his svore in regard to mazik, it's his svore in regard to mazik too. Because it's not the Rabbeinu hold. We don't have to hechish for mazik. Of course we have to hechish for mazik. If it's the other way, so it's not allowed. But if it's not the other way, so then he has a head there because of his private property rights. Since it's his private property, so he has a right to exercise by this. Now, if he will not be able to plant the tree on his ground, so that means that his bias is restricted. So the Meile, since the schus to be the Tehra B'Sechalei is not the Trabiesi, is not heedful of the Yisrael of Mazik. He's heedful of the Yisrael of Mazik. But he has a schus because of Bailes. So the same schus of Bailes that applies to Mazik applies to Gazlan too. And Rabban Shikei is not like that. When we say that because of his Bailes, so he acquires his schus to be mishtamish in his garments in a normal way, even though despite the fact that it will entail a cause, it will entail damage to his neighbor, that's only when it's a shayu of mazik, not when it's a shayu of gazel. But according to Tetzves, even when it's a shayu of gazel, we still apply the principle of zentei b'sechalei, that he can exercise his bias by using his minds in an ordinary way. As a matter of fact, Kabbalina mentioned it. Kabbalina is Pirush. And Oves, at the very first saying on Pirkei Oves, Kabbalina says, in explaining the Gemara, Haiman the boy of Melech Sidr, the kind of is okay. So he says that means that the person, if he wants to be a real chassid, so then he should be machmir and go beyond the Shura Sadin. But as far as regular thinking is concerned, so that's not just an Inyan Chassidus. That involves an Isra Raise. And all Nizokim come within the love of the system. So every Mazik involved in these other things. But as we explained it, it doesn't mean the ikalabalism. The ikalabalism has references in the mamish when he takes away somebody's mommy. But it's nichalabalism. It's nichalabalism. So every nezek is nichalabalism. And still, Rabbi Yitzchak says there is a schus of 70 years of shalei. So in Mele, it can apply, that schus can apply to something that involves Gezel Mamish also. As long as his Gezel is not done in the regular way, but the Gezel is done in the course of the ordinary Tashmishi of his lives. So there, it's a heter, so it's a koyam Gezel, according to this. Alright. Now, Vintena, the Perushe, Umekiman Soba, so it seems that this is Rashi. Vintena, the Perushe, Umekiman Soba, the Rabon Lame Lehabe, the Rabon Libuya Hoke, and our Lames, Umeshi Chesriamo. Now, so, alright, so we say, the Tula does not accord with Rabbis, but he has to accord with Rabon Lahabes, but we cannot say that Rabon holds that he has to be Marachich to Zayin Amo, because the Mishneh says, the last Mishneh, we beat our belief on some of the Zohar HaVeiri, and we can give it to Menor Abba Amis. And then we go to Abba Nezakeh. But if he's Marachich Abba Amis, so it's enough, he can be Teya, no! He should be Marachich from the border to Zayin Amo, not to the Dalai Lama. Vintenu Kuche, Uliki Mansova, the Rabbon Abba, 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 ויש להם אמרו להבין כמסליס מיצום כדי מוטל ולשקרת ולהוכל לבוי על הולדס שכל תראו להם Now we don't pass by it. We don't pass by it because of the memory of Rebeche שם מסכים יהיו כשו על הולדס כל הזאת But according to Ule so this whole mission that says we need to be able to have a little bit of a but if it's Malak Abrahamis that's enough even though he's not part of the Zayin Amo, his reference has to be applied to a case where there is a rock that blocks so the Shoroshi from spreading. But there is no blockage on top of the ground. So because of that, he has to move away down the opposite. But as far as the Shoroshim are concerned, the Shoroshim cannot extend, cannot spread. That's right. Now, the Mashur brings here a very strong Kashi. He says, how does Rach say that Ules, the Ule, cannot accord with Rabbeisi, cannot be called Rabbeisi, but Tesis that for days mentioned in the name of the same Rav that all the Nizokim of the Mishneh accept Ilan and Beir, Chalva and Veirin, accord with Rabbeisi, because everything is given away, except Ilan and Beir, Chopei Amo, and Chalva. So they says that for based on the base, Lamus bounce from the Kabisi, Pirish Bhagat, Pirish Ah, we go home or at failing with Kabisi, we come out Mishnah the wheel, Mashna the Kulot Kabisi, Vamikul. Except Harvard. So all the Mishnah is scattered away. So we may lay. So that you know so we consider as the other way. This is Mashiach's Kashi. So the Mashiach says, and that is in line with what we said. We said that there is a machlokes between Rabbine and Mereima and Mava Ravash as to whether Rakse, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, there is Hachokas Nisalkin, according to Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rabbine says that by Rakse, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, with Pastor Rabbi Yitzchak, there is Hachokas But Mereima says, and Ravash say, that there is Hachokas Nisalkin. So we explain it, because according to Rabbine, we saw that according to Rashi, as the Marshal points out, So, what is here today? Only Mazik Mamish, or Chalapach as Dami. So even the Madonna will say that Dami is what they are, but it's more humble than God. So there is a Chalapach as Nizor. But if it's not in Dami, just Rone, so according to Rabbine, there is no Chalapach as Nizor. There is no Chalapach as Nizor. And according to Rashi, not only according to Rabbine, according to everybody. So there is no Achokes Nizoki. Only if it's Mazik Yedai, Mamesh, all the Achokes Gamin, so even according to Madonna Gamin, it's not there, but Achokes Nizoki there is. According to everybody, even according to the Rebbe. But we saw that according to the Israel, so we said at that time, so. tam sidí, kde ten kolik teda bude, kolik znak, to znak tam bude dělat. Kolik teda bude. But according to the Rema, so every God comes within Yerodot. So Mele, what the Ram says, the Sumasho says, what Tetz is mentioned in the name of the Rach, that pervades, that's how it is, because we pass through like the Rema and like Rabash, the Traxe comes within the category of Yerodot. So that means every God comes within the category of Yerodot. And we pass like that. Mashiach is here when Drach says, the rest of me, so he says, the rest of the woman, that's a little of him, not a little of the Rema and Ramash. That's what the Mashiach says. Oh. יש לנו מסיס קבון, פה חיה לנו נביץ, והטיס שכל סוגים בשם רח, יקום משמעי זה עסקית הנאיסי, ולוי פה מגלו ביום, חיינו עם הברבה שלנו, נראה. נער. וינדו, ופירו שיקום ברח, שיטה, the reason is why you're not going to be calling, is because, that it's Gezel, Ume Kiman Sova, the Rabbonu Nano Leade, the Rabbonu Liboya Chokye Ole Dale Dames, Uli Ume Shishes Reyamo, Uli Ume Shishes Reyamo, Vyishleima, Ume Have Mek Masis Mitzuri, Ume Kiprit, Lofa Boyo Dadat, Umi Yukash, the Rabbitz, the David, Umi Yukash, the Rabbitz, the Paul of the Kamon, the more he asks, raises the question later on. The woman, Ma'akeini, Momikakoi, Mikkei, Maila, Oshu. So the more he asks the Kashi, now the woman says, the Timur has something to make himself say, Amo, so is he Gaza. And he's not high before. Why not? Because there is a Mikke from the other, from the neighbor's family. So it's not, the Pelis do not emanate exclusively from his grounds, but from the grounds of the neighbor too. So he is not highly calling. In order to highly call him, so he has to be the owner of the grounds from which the payers from which the payers go. But here the payers seem to need the evidence from the neighbor's grounds too. So it's not his grounds. So that is all why people explain like Rashi. That the reason is why Ula says is what we call him is not based upon the fact that he's a Gazer, but because it's not Gazer. So maybe the more has to be Kashi from Hakeli Yomikakoi Min Mikele. But he doesn't tell he was my wife Bojo. So he doesn't tell you Zainamo. He's not the owner of Zainamo, so he's not Gazer. But according to Rashi, the whole reason is why he cannot be Mikoi because he's a Gazer. So that Shalech. When he didn't get Hakmei, but here he got Hakmei on the so when Shimon sold Ruben, the Yilon, now Shimon also knew that the Yilon sucks sustenance, certain minerals from the radius, from his grounds. So in other words, he gave it to him. So he gave him the right to that, to suck from his balance. So the man is not the Gazlan. So that's why he's made the Kere. So what happened to Kashi? Umay Kushi. Shango so she called about the Gazlan. We need a Kibir Shakunas. So Tesis rejects the Rashi. We need a Kibir Shakunas. The other that we need a Mismay, we need a man to be cool. We need a Rashi to be out of all. We come on. Oh, so Mele, so he says, like the Pirush HaKumis, that the reason is why he cannot bring the Kulim is not because of Gaza, but because he's not out of it. So he's not the owner. In order to bring the Kulim, so then he must be the owner of the land in which the Pirush go. But even if he was Kene, but he was not Kene all the design number. He was just Kene one year. He bought the right to get Nike from the design number radius of the maker. But the design number of the whole area of design number does not belong to the Rikea. So it's not answerable. It's not answerable. We come to the Lord, and we come to the Lord, and we come to the Lord, we come to the Lord, and 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 we come to the Lord. So then the question arises, the Monafshek, the upper God, the Mutter Mitzvah, is a Vinman Vikurin, a Vinman Vikurin. So why does the Gemara, why? Because it's not Arzach, so why does the Gemara say in the Maskone that it can't be made Vikurin, it can't be made Vikurin? Maybe Vikurin, Shal Maskeen Tuch Mishra Lord. So usually if we say that without a Kodesim Yeshua, without a Kodesim Yeshua, so then is it Gazlan, so then is it, so because of the Kodesim Yeshua is not Gazlan. But if he cannot be Vikurin because he's not the owner, So what's the significance of the Kodesh Yeshua? So he said the significance of the Kodesh Yeshua did not consist in giving him a right to Meditea so that he wouldn't be in Gaza. On the contrary, even before Yeshua, he wouldn't be in Gaza. But he says, but the Kodesh of Yeshua, the purpose of the Tekonah of Yeshua was that he should have ownership in the design. He should have ownership in the design. But even before the Tekonah of Yeshua, so he wasn't the Gazer. But before the Tekonah of Yeshua, he couldn't be hiding the Gazer, because true, he's not the Gazer, but he doesn't belong to him. It's not the outer. So because of that, because of the Tekonah of Yeshua, so it's not only that he's not a Gazlan, but he has ownership. So he's a buyer. Now, so from this statement implies is still at what I said before. How did I explain Rashi Shik? The Rashi says, She has seen the Rabbi Masis on the Derek, also we calculate, half our Pishu Shal Yochim, but not Nami Hoazim. So we explained Rashi Shite, that a Kabbalist memory implies Aloche, that not after Gadi Rabbi, but it implies Aloche, that whenever a person, whether a Yochid or a Rabbi, is Marzik in the grounds of another person with his acquiescence, so there, whenever a person, or a Yochid or a Rabbi, is Marzik in the grounds of another, under circumstances, that do not involve any against or not even Rabbanon, so it requires a blessed Bible. But when the Rabbi amounts it with the acquiescence of the Bible, so then it does not involve any against. But when Yochid is mounts it in the grounds of another with the acquiescence of the Bible, then it involves any against the Rabbi. So in many ways, if it involves is against, as long as it involves is against, he cannot acquire a blessed Bible. It's a blessed Bible. So in many ways, So that means, but according to what Teitzer says, and Teitzer says that in Rashi, we live like a Kirish Akunet, the Abba God, the Mutter Mitzvah, and the Bibi Men Bikur, the Bibi Men Shatomi Me'atzer, or the Kamu Be Marim Asor of Nebuchad Vashim Kirish Lores, or the Kom Asham Naskei, Himchir, She Yimutter Mitzvah, the Abba Cheshor, Al Naskei Milchir, El Al Naskei Milchir, She Yechoshim Kirish Me'atzer, Yochim Asher Satellite. So that means that even without the Takonis Yehoshua, even without the Takonis Yehoshua, so there is no Isagesta. So then the question arises, so then it cannot accord with what we said in Rashi. We raise the question against Rashi. How does Rashi say? About Bishul Yochit. So he acquires a vested right, but Abdulius spells out Meitz Asher Zikberabi. So he said, according to Rashi, Abdulius spells implies that whenever someone is mad with the acquiescence of the Bible and the circumstances, Nothing about the means against all, then he acquires the best reply. But when Yochid is Marzik, when Yochid is Marzik, so with the creations of the Bible, then he does involve the means against all. But here Teisa says that even without the policy of Yoshua, so even when a Yochid can be Marzik, so he says, we call Hashem asking him to achieve with a dismay. If that is Rashi Shite, that even the Rabbah Heshore without the Kodesh Yehoshua, so it's Mutar, it doesn't involve any Sagezlo, then Rabbi Yudas should say, Meitza Sheherzik Beyachim Yochid, also without Lai, and Rabbi Yudas says, Meitza Sheherzik Beyachim, but Meitza Sheherzik Beyachim, he doesn't, well, nah, he doesn't acquire the rest of life. Why? Because it involves any Sagezlo. But he says that even without the Kodesh Yehoshua, he does not involve an Isser, so he does not involve an Isser. So it is obvious that this thesis is really kind of what we said. So, but how does this say, bring me the curation of interest? So the answer is in the Hanami. Rashi thesis only says, bring me the curation of interest, he only says in regard to one point, because Rashi says that the reason why Zeynep recovering is not contingent upon Gazan, because it's not the article. He accepts that spoil of Rashi. But Rashi himself holds that in this particular case of Ule, he's a Gazan too. He's a Gazan too. But even though he is a Gazan too, but he wouldn't be able to bring the Kulin even if he wouldn't be a Gazan. But the fact is that he's a Gazan too. So there are two facts. One is that he's a Gazan, and it's not his Eretz, it's not his land. So the melee, so Teisa says, we need to keep doing a conference in regard to that point, that the point of view, even without being a Gazan, so he wouldn't be able to bring the book. That is, that point of Rashi accepts. But the other point that Teisa mentions, Rashi does not agree with this. And why? Look at the Rashi's motion. That for Zion obeys. Shall maskin hinuchim Yeshua? He's no more. Shall we lack Pidu al Kah? He doesn't say, He's no more. She yearly schus the Kaka Shokalere. Limit. Take the Zion off. He says, so the whole takone of Yeshua ben Nun was that he shouldn't involve in Sagezo. Because of Hefka ben Lefka, so Yeshua ben Nun had the authority to be misakin that he shouldn't involve in Sagezo. And on the contrary, under the takone of Yeshua ben Nun, he doesn't acquire a rested life. He doesn't acquire a rested life. And the takone of Yeshua ben Nun, he doesn't acquire a vested life. But it could be, so then, why does Rabbi Yochanan say, Echadil Nasom Chumetza, Echadil Hanete Mim Mikere Shabbatim Yuchin Yeshua like Soy Soretz, if the whole, the essence, the scope of the takone of Yeshua was, we shouldn't involve in Sagez, as Kashi implies, he's no Yemayim Shoyak Pidot, he doesn't say, she is a Zeich, because Zayin Amo, Mikami Yemikim. So he says that people can. So how can we make Mikere? But it's still not ours. The answer is, according to Rashi, we have to be mitzari two times. Because the membre of Rav Yude, the rakone of Rav Yude, we have the rakone of Yeshua ben Nun, and we have a member of Rav Yude. So let's call the member of Rav Yude the rakone of Rav Yude. It's not, Rav Yude was not a misaki. Rav Yude just declared that there is such a rakone. So the takona of Yeshua ben Nun implied that when someone is nete ayilon, someone who needs a chavere, that he has a right to be nete and ilon, someone who needs a chavere. So, but it did not imply that he acquires a vested right, because there's right. But then, later, B'Davis Achrim, when the Chachomim of Misakim B'Salochim, of Mitzah She'ezikim B'Rabi, also we calculate, so what is the essence of that Akkore? That when anyone who is Marzik, in the grounds of Chaver, Yochid or Rabi, under circumstances that do not involve the Misagero, So you acquire the best value. So Mele, here it certainly did not involve in Zagesa, because that was the effect of the Takonon Yishonimun. So Mele, he has ownership too. So that's why it's very okay. But this is Rashi Shikhi, and this is Israeli Kamarashi. This is Israeli Kamarashi. And so, so this part, the Tetzah says, we go back on asking him to she moved on this way. The love of the Shore, our asking him to she hosts him out of Yochim Rashi Satani. That is not like Rashi Shikhi. So Miller, there is no steer to the chat we mentioned in Rashi, in the Mitzah of Zikobera. Now the question is, Tetzah says a very strong kasha against the Rav. Tetzah says a very strong kasha against the Rav. Against the Rav. So how the Rav says that the reason is why he comes to it. So he cannot be because. He cannot be because. Because of Gezel. So if that is the reason, because of Gezel, so why does he more ask? Why does he more ask the Kashi? Famakene even the Kakoe, maybe the Jele, my love coach, but here is Kene, he's not. Here is not a Gazel. Here is not a Gazel. Now, the Mishnah in Bikurim mentions certain parties who are potter of bringing Bikurim altogether. Let's say, how the Kiyah Pires Nashim. Suppose someone has no car, and he goes to the market and he buys pears. He's not the Kiyah to bring Bikurim altogether. But then, there are certain parties who are the Kiyah to bring Bikurim, but they can't recite the parashah. The parasha is up. The parasha is up. Now, for example, who cannot, let's say, get, the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, cannot be carried. But maybe he is. Why can't he be carried? Because he cannot say, how do Mashiach suffer? Because Gary did not take a healing bond. So the question is this. What is the cloud whereby we determine as to whether a certain power is mechuyev and is kerev, or he's not mechuyev altogether, or he's mechuyev to bring and he's not kerev. So, let's see a washing of the parish, of the book. V'hoyu kisobe lorez Hashem lekecho neisro chonach lo, yavish nevishatim. ולוקחתו מרשיס כל פרי האדומו אשר טוב עם הארצחו אשר השם הוא לקחו נעשמו ויסמתו בתנא ואורחתו למוקים אשר נבחר השם הוא לקחו וישקים שמו אישון וישקים שמו אישון ובוסו להקין אשר נהיה ביום יברי ואומר פלילו וגם את העלים על שם לקחו כבוסי אורץ אשר נבחר השם לא עושים לא עושים לא and then he says it's all parish ואתו הנה יבייסי es rich is priu adomo as in sakar ya dishe vi nachte fleish mit kecho vi shtakhabis un er shem kecho so ye ktu so one is a shtobu naz and one is pri rich is priu adomo as in sakar when rashi says here and I've according to rashi so the reason is why we have to understand rashi also so then we'll be able to understand the rashi the uve says you are so much as a rich we are more gas and rashi says that they be So he doesn't say in care, in be. We're not playing all together. So Rashi says, not because of Gaza, Rashi, because he says, when you be men be calling, in so clear men be calling, the people of Asha Tobi the outside. Why doesn't Rashi mention the being on Priya Adomo Asha Mustafa Yanishan? And here, since the Peres grew, not only from Rubin's parents, but from the neighbor's parents too, because the Yor, that produced the papers sucked certain things from the grounds of Shimon, so it's not Priya Adom Asher Satan, it's not exclusively Adom Asher Satan, it's Asher Satan, we will have it. So that's not Asher Satan, So why doesn't Rashi mention the posik of Adrosh? Well, the answer is, if Rashi had mentioned the posik of Adrosh, so it would only imply that he cannot be Ikea. In the same way as Ikea is in Ikea, because Ikea did not take a Chil Boretz, but that wouldn't be a Ptur from the Chil Bavoy. Mashiach came, because the Rishis Pi Adomo, that has to do with that decree, because that's one of the Pesukim of the Kriya. But Hashatomi Ba'atzachol is not one of the Pesukim of the Kriya, of the Parashah that he has to recite. So, that is descriptive of the Chiyu. So the Torah says, who is Mechuyeh? Hashatomi Ba'atzachol. But if it's not Ba'atzachol, we have no Chiyu. So here, it's not Ba'atzachol. Because it's Ba'atzachol and Ba'atzachol. Because it will indicate from the neighbor's field too. So in Meile, there is no chiyuv altogether. Now we can understand the Rach. Since Ule says that even as some of the Nitzah, the Sirshish Esriyam, so it's Gazlan. Why is it Gazlan? Because the parents, the group, have are the fruits of the Karki, of the Chaveh as well. And that's Gazlan. But it doesn't mean according to the Rach. You see, Rashi says that the reason as to why that he cannot bring is because it's not the answer. The Rach says the reason as to why he cannot bring is because Ani Abishem Tzim Yedu Beil. But why doesn't the Rach explain it the way Rashi does? Because it's not the answer. The answer is, as far as the answer is concerned, so it only implies that the fruits should be fruits that were brought forth by his car. So even though, that's the machlokes between Rashi and Rach, according to the Rach, even though the yimod sucks certain minerals from the mountains of Chaveira, but the fruit is still considered. After all, who pays it? The human pays it. It's not. What does the human do? To the calculator? It takes away certain minerals. That's indicated. Indicate consists in the sucking of certain minerals from the land of Chaveira. So the Shoroshim of the human, they suck minerals as far as a radius of the Zainab. But which Yuan produces the food? It's the Yuan that grew on the calf of Rubin, not the Yuan that grew on the calf of Shin. So even though it sucks certain minerals, so that means that Rubin is a Gazlan and the Enike. But it is not the gazlan and the fruit. So mainly the fruit is still considered as fruit that was brought forth, produced, born by his car. You see, Rashi Shiki means that since the unique, the minerals, are a contributing factor to the growth, so mainly the fruit is considered not only to have been born and produced by the calf of Hubei, by the calf of Shinto. But Rach says no. The Hubei is only Gazlan and Yenike. He's only Gazlan and Yenike. But he's not the Gazlan and the fruit. He's not the Gazlan and the fruit. That's everybody. Everybody, even rationally. It's not according to Hubei. And according to Rashi, so that means that it's not, the food was not brought forth, was not produced exclusively by his land, but it was produced by his land and the land of Shimon. But Rashi will relate that even according to Ube, so Shimon could not demand his share of the food. Let's say Ube was Mikaya, let's say, a palm tree, some of the roots are here. And then it produced dates. So then can Shimon come and say, well, I have a right to take a portion of your dates? Because after all, if not for the unique of my bounds, you wouldn't have these dates. Of course he wouldn't be entitled to anything. Why? Because the fruits belong to them. So even according to Rashi, primarily the fruits are produced by the grounds of women, not the grounds of Shem. But since there is a Kosovo of Miyatzko, so Miyatzko implies that his own land should be the exclusive contributing factor to the growth of the fruit. So Mele, he's not okay. And the Rach holds, no, Maratzah doesn't imply that. And by whom? Which piece of land produced the fruit? So if Rashi Mele, that Shimon will not be entitled to any chilek in the fruits, because it's considered to have been born and produced primarily by his piece of land, in spite of the fact that the minerals that Reuven Simon sucked from Shimon's lungs was a contributing factor, but that is a minor element. So the melee, it is Miyazaki, according to that. Miyazaki it is, because the primary factor in the growth of the fruit is the piece of land owned by Reuven, not the piece of land owned by Shimon. That's a minor factor, the unique from the grounds of Shimon. So maybe it is the answer. So, but he cannot be recording because he's a Gazan and Yiniki. So I'm going to Shem saying Gezel Beiro. The Rebbe Shem doesn't want anything in which Gezel is an element, even a minor. But the answer of it is. The answer of it is. So, but why does Ula say that he's a Gazan? Because of that Mitzias. Because of that Mitzias. So, in other words, so Ule declared the Mitzias that every year that he saw that he was planted, some of the Netzach Avele sucks minerals from the grounds of Avele within a rate to the extent of the radius of the Zainab. Now, so that is true in the case of Hakeli Yilon Kosho also, because it doesn't make any difference whether he's a Gazan or he's not a Gazan. The Mitzias is the same. So in other words, so just as in the case where a person illegally plants a tree, it sucks from the karka within the radius of the Zainamo, so when he does it legally, it still sucks minerals from the area of the Zainamo. So Mele, here in this case, Hakeli Yilon Mikakoe. So he didn't buy a Yilon plus the periphery of the Zainam area. He didn't buy that. In other words, he just bought the Yilon, the karka on which the Yilon, the trunk, stands. That's the extent of his key in the karka. But he's not a Gazan, because after all, He sold him a Yilon, so that means he told me, I don't mind the fact that your Yilon will suck minerals from my car. So he's not a Gazan. He's not a Gazan. Now, so the Gemara said, now we have two halachas. We have one halacha that in order to be mechuyev in avodat bikurim, so it has to be not. As far as the Zerzakosov of Miyatzah is concerned, so even by Gazlan, where he plants the Yilon illegally, and he's a Gazlan, even in the case where he's a Gazlan in the case, it's still not inconsistent with that. It's still considered that. Because the ground, the land of Reuven is the primary factor in the production of the food. But he cannot be Bikurim because there is an element of Gzeh, Now, in this case, there is no other object. But there is another halacha. V'ato yili beisi esreishis pri adomo asher vasato li adishem. So apparently, since, so the Gemara's kashi is according to Ulim, that il nasom hu neitza v'sir shish eslamo. So, besides the fact that he's a Gazer, but it was in Ike within the years of the Zayin Amo. So that means, in the case of Kedilo, so he only acquired Karke culture. He did not acquire the Karke from which his Ilon will suck in Ike. So that's the chimens. So the male is inconsistent with the Aloche of Nishis Priyadom Hashem Sakovetche. Because in order to be maybe vacated, here the Mishnah says that Hakeini Ilon Vikakoi maybe vacated. Not only maybe, but maybe vacated. So in other words, it's consistent also with the Pasik of Nishis Priyadom Hashem Sakovetche. So we saw that according to Rashi, so if the unique of Shimon's bonds is contributes towards the fruit of Gube, so then it's not the answer. And according to Rashi is the answer, because since primarily it's a result of the land owned by Gube, so anyway, it is considered as a fruit born by his acts, by his land, in spite of the fact that Shimon's land was a minor contributing factor. So it comes according to Rach, it's consistent with Ashatovim Arzakol, because what's the connotation of Ashatovim Arzakol? The fruit that you piece of land will produce. So here, according to Rach, it's considered to have been produced by Gube's piece of land. But here, he says, Vatri Vetsi Esreishis Priyu Hadomo Asher Nesatar Yadishem. So in other words, that means that the whole payment is a result of the Hadomo Asher Nesatar Yadishem, when in fact, without the land that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave to his neighbor, so he wouldn't have that payment. So the payment is inconsistent with the posik of Priyadom Asher Nesatar Yadishem. There, in regard to the Chiyum of Avoye, so the Torah says, Kol Priyu Adomo Asher Tovi Yatz, what are we talking about? That will be born by your land, that will be produced by your land. So since the primary factor in producing the fruit is his land, we are Ali, I mean in Rashi Kuvayde, the Chimen will not be entitled to claim the portion of the food. He will not be able to say, let's divide the food after all, if not for the minerals of my piece of land, so it wouldn't grow. Certainly not so extensively. So why wouldn't he be entitled? Because it's considered to have been born and produced primarily by the land of women, not by the land of women. So maybe it is not. And the only reason according to Rach is why he cannot really call me, because I am Shem Shemir Beyo. But here, in order to say he may invade C.S. Rishis Priyadomo Hashem Sakri Adishem, so then the food has to result exclusively from the land that one person has, not if it results from his land and the land of his land. So the more discussion is, since Ule says that Ilon has some of the Meitza, Vizir Sheish Yisrael, so in Gazan, Vimimikurim, so he also mentions the Mitzias, the fact that it sucks the Mike from the area of the Zayin Amo. So even in the case of Akeim Ilon Mikakoi, Juli is no Gazan, but he still sucks the Mike from the land of Haverei, and after all, the Haverei, the Meicheva, did not sell him that land, the whole area. Would he be allowed to lie down in the periphery of the Zayin Amo? Of course not. So the land is the land of Havele. So the melee, so the melee, how can it be Kere? And the Mishnah says that he's made to be Kere. So it's a raye that he owns. He has certain vested rights in the Sode Havele to the extent of unity. So it's a kasha against the way. And then, so the Gemara says, the Mishnah of the case where he bought the whole area from which the Yom Soxin came. But then, Maskar of the Gemara is now, Shamaskin, Hibuchon, Yeshua, Yisoles, Oretz. So that means he has invested right in the whole area of the Zaynamo. So the Mele, it's a Kriyat of Mashem Satavi because he owns it in regard to Unike, so he owns it. He doesn't own it in regard to any Aitashish. But in regard to Unike, it's his land. So maybe it's within Pri Adomo, so it comes within Pri Adomo, Hashem Sakri and Hashem. Alright, now. We know the rule. How does Rule know that it is? That the Nimon socks Unike within the radius of the Zion. Even the midnight and the peace and the joy of the Vizio, here she convinced you of Ishmael, Adrishashon, or. In other words, so the latter I say of availing Shmuels applies only to the Shlasa Shmuels. It doesn't apply to other Shmuels. But with Tarawah and Mishim Sinai, there are certain Melochas that are also in the other Shmuels. And then, so there are all kinds of problems. There are all kinds of problems. Certain Sundays can be Nechresh. Can be nechesh up to, so can be nechesh up to the Tzchilish Arum, up to 30 days prior to the Rosh Hashanah of Shlasa Shmita, and certain Sabbaths can be nechesh till Pesach, and after Pesach not, till Pesach of Ereshkis, and certain Sabbaths can be nechesh till Atzeres Kilchus. It's not that long. So the halacha is SMTAs. It's a local mission in Sinai. Hamfuzovitz, we say in Beso, Chiyoshin, Nitiyas means Nitiyas Tamas. So if they are scattered within an area of a Beso, Beso means 50 and by 50 Amo Lecha, 50 Amo Elecha. So SMTAs are Beso, it's a Beso, Chiyoshin called Beso Mishnimon, Atrishashon. So the halacha is that he's allowed to work on them even within the 30 days. Even within the 30 days prior to Rosh Hashanah. Because according to Pshat Rambam, so the Yisrael Mitzaroch HaMishim Sinai is only the 30 days prior to Shnas Hashanah. And the Yisrael to be Chirish, like certain studies from Pesach, the Yalobon from Pesach, the other Shnas, after Shavuos, that's only now. But 30 days prior, so that's also the Tzarawah HaMishim Sinai. Mashiach came, there was a special heter, a special dispensation. For SMTS, Mufuz Oiz, we say of Esau, so you can be Chivishet up to Rosh Hashanah. Even in Chivishel of the Arab Shnas HaShmito, you can also be Chivish. So, answer the people of the local body, the majority of the people of the soul, the Hulam Zorak land, the Mutam Kirshanish, Shvis and the Shah of the Mishim Sinai, who be so Hamishimamo, Hamishimamo, Shahamish could call this a sign, who may al Hamishi. So, come a Havalo. So, now, if you have a piece of land, 50 by 50, so what is the area? The area is 2,500 square arm, 50 times 50. So, come out of it, train out to the Homeshire Bamid. 2,500 Amo. So, in other words, and if you divide it into 10 equal portions, so that the same piece of land will be allotted to each year, so then come water land, if you divide 2,500 by 10, so 250. So that means that the unique radius of the unique area of okay, the D-octavo is only 250. 250. So it's so it's much less than the unique area or according to Ule. And the more so far assume that when Ule said, even a sopochonitza misashishes grammar, Gazelon may be going, so it means that it has a unique in a square. In a square. So that in Luchotza, so in other words, so that means 16 this way, 16 this way, so that means that each side of the square is 32. So the area of Nike is in the form of a square of 32 by 32. 32 by 32. So Holy Harikin, so Kama Harubi, so Kama Rubi, 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 31. So that means your magnitude change as well holds up. Hang on the base, along the base. I say in the head, it's a hashlam of the Hakash was something so, Tinzo, Tinzo, Shalel, and Hotaladam. Shayishkan. So if you multiply 32 by 32, so you get 1024. Shayishkan, Shishkan, and Swiss, Kolachas, Yachas, Lam, and Bezam. I mean, here you can see. Among all the Hafnitzomas, Rashi and Tinsis, nothing like the Hafnitzwar. So, you'll see in this Gemara and Gemara and Pesachim that the Hafnitzomas, Rashi and Tinsis, they made all kinds of computations of algebraic computations by having recourse to analytical geometry. I mean, all the Hajbeis are based upon analytical geometry. Instead of figuring it out algebraically, so they figured out all the most difficult algebraic, in certain places in Gemara we have very complicated algebraic computations, even equations. But according to Rashi and the Baladin says, everything is figured out through recourse to analytical geometry. You see, I mean, the Rashi here, the cases here. All analytical geometry, I mean, this is, analytical geometry is a special field, but Rashi very seldom mentions an algebraic method. The Chachmisvah, the Rambam, the other Chachmisvah, so they don't resort to the analytical geometry, but Rashi and Tesis always resort, I wouldn't say always, but most of the time, so he resorts to this method of computing all Hashbeinis by having recourse to analytical geometry. So even a simple computation like this of multiplying 32 by 32, so he also explains it on the basis of geometry, of a mitzvah. So the question is, if you that Ume's Cheshbon is not consistent with the Cheshbon or the Mishnah of Esamtiz, but it doesn't present any spirit to Ule, because the Mishnah has reference not to a regular Ule, to his Tanis, because the Aroche of Esamtiz and the Zoris, Cheshbon called Misor, so only applies to the Tanis, not to the other ones. So the answer could be that the unique of the Tanis is only to the extent of 250 Abba. Mashenike, the unique of the real Elon. So that has a unique, a much more extensive unique. But anyway, Ule certainly could not deduce this Shio unique from the Mishnah of Esamtiz. How the hell? Because Ule Shio is a much larger Shio. So here we are already dealing not with Nitiyas Tanis, we are dealing with regular ones. So, Shwe Shulon Shulon Yodom, I mean, it's now in the Chayoshi, called with Sobe Shilo. Kama Havane. So, Shulon Abatzeres. Kama twee outreden heen, meneer Kami. Now here we also did it everywhere. We are also referred to a piece of land of 50 anna by 50 anna. So the area is 2,500 square anna. And that has to be divided.